it earlier. Enjoy.
I thought we'd start the show with a little love today. It is Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day. And welcome to Rock of Ages on WMFO Medford. This is Ron LaRussa. Got a good show for you today. We're not going to overdo it with the Valentine's Day stuff, but I will share some facts about the day that you probably didn't know. I've got some concert news to share from tours that were announced this week. I'll tell you about a study that claims you can predict the stock market from what people are listening to on Spotify. And of course, Phil's pick and our one-hit wonder. And the best rock from all eras, all ahead in the next hour, 91.5 WMFO.
Oh,
Continuing our love theme on this Valentine's Day, that is Courtney Love and Hole, and the song is Malibu. And we heard the Doobie Brothers with Rockin' Down the Highway. This morning on WMFO, good morning, Ron LaRussa here. I hope you enjoyed your weekend. We had two complete opposite seasons on Saturday and Sunday. On Saturday, I spent the day down at the harbor in Plymouth, and for one glorious day, you could almost forget it was the middle of February. It was really like mid-July down there, and you could just see how pent up we all are from winter and COVID and everything. Yesterday, of course, back to reality, but at least we had that little glimpse of what is to come in the spring. It is the Monday morning after the Super Bowl, and so you may be moving a little slower than usual this morning. I'm recording this on Sunday morning, so I can't comment on the game, except to say that for New England fans, I think there was not a real emotional connection to this one. Not only are we not in it, but none of the teams we hate were in it either. So there wasn't that much excitement, I didn't think, around the game. The NFL, and I think all fans, desperately want to have the Monday after the Super Bowl to be a holiday, and they keep pushing the season out. This year they added another regular season game, hoping that they would catch up to President's Day weekend and people could have that Monday off, but it didn't work out this year. Something tells me they're going to figure that out pretty soon. Well, it is Valentine's Day, and I said we're not going to dwell on it too much, but I did want to tell you some interesting facts that I uncovered about it. For those of us who thought that Valentine's Day was just a Hallmark holiday, kind of invented in the mid-20th century by a greeting card company or some collection of florists, think again. It actually traces back to the end of the 5th century when Roman Pope Gelasius officially declared the day February 14th, St. Valentine's Day. In the 1300s, the holiday became associated with love and romance, a tradition that first started from the common belief in France and England that birds start their mating season on February 14th. And the oldest record of a Valentine being sent, according to History.com, was a poem written by a French medieval duke named Charles to his wife in 1415. He wrote it from prison, where he signed it, "I am already sick from love, my gentle Valentine." So that's the history. Now, according to the National Retail Foundation, Americans will spend over $20 billion on Valentine's Day gifts this year, including $2.4 billion on candy alone. People also expect to spend approximately $196 for Valentine's Day, with men spending around $291 and women spending approximately $106. And finally, Valentine's Day is one of the most popular days to pop the question, with as many as 6 million couples expected to get engaged today, February 14th. If you are among them, good luck. It is time for Phil's Pick. Every week at this time, my friend Phil from Watertown plays some music for us from his vast archive, and we enjoy this feature very much every week. Let's hear what Phil has for us this week on Phil's Pick.
Hey, this is Phil from Watertown, and you're listening to Phil's Pick. This week's tune is Open End of Life by the Avett Brothers. The Avett Brothers are a folk rock band from North Carolina. Their music can best be described as a combination of bluegrass, country, punk, pop, folk, rock, honky-tonk, and ragtime. So sit back and enjoy. Thanks for listening. Be safe and be kind.
Pack a change of clothes and a pillow for the road for when you drift off. Put the sketches and the notes in the box labeled burn with furniture. We will watch the fire burn. Never trap myself in nothing. Let's find something new to talk about. I'm tired of talking by myself. never trap myself in nothing. I was told to keep an open-ended life, to never trap yourself in nothing. I was told to keep an open-ended life, never trap yourself in nothing. I was told to keep an open-ended life, never trap myself in nothing.
Those are the Gin Blossoms from 1992, Found Out About You. And we heard the Avett Brothers. It was Phil's pick for today. And the song was called Open-Ended Life. You're listening to Rock of Ages on WMFO. We do it every Monday morning from 8 o'clock till 9 o'clock. We play the best rock from all eras. That includes the classic rock of the 70s, the rock and new wave of the 80s, alt-rock from the 90s, and the pop rock from 2000s through today. It's as if the album rock radio many of us grew up listening to were still around today. Album rock radio is a radio format that pretty much fizzled and died in the early 2000s. And one of the fun and interesting challenges about this show is trying to figure out which current artists who are putting out new music would be part of the format had it continued. I mean, it's very easy to play new music from classic rock artists, but it's a little more challenging to listen to new music and determine who might be good for the format. And one of those artists, I think, is Vance Joy. He's an Australian indie singer-songwriter who broke onto the scene a few years ago. You may know the song Riptide. That was from his debut album in 2013. He released another in 2018 and has just released a new single from his most recent album, which will be called Missing Piece. He's going to make a short North American tour this spring, kicking off May 14th in Redondo Beach, California, wrapping up June 9th in Toronto. And this is new music from Vance Joy. The song is called Don't Fade on Rock of Ages.
I could hold you like this all day. Didn't get much sleep, that's okay. Not a single thing needs to change. We can be the light that don't fade away. Okay, not a single thing needs to change.
Join Together. That is The Who. And we heard Vance Joy, new from him. The song was called Don't Fade. The Who have announced their 2022 North American tour. It'll take them to the TD Garden on May the 18th. On this tour, they're going to be joined by local orchestras for an evening of music heavy on classics from Tommy and Quadrophenia and Who's Next, plus, of course, selections from their other albums. And even though Roger Daltrey is 77 and Pete Townsend is 76, they are not billing this as the band's final tour. Pete Townsend was quoted as saying, "Roger is of the opinion that he wants to sing until he drops. That's not my philosophy of life. There are other things I want to do, still want to do, and will do. I hope I'll live long enough to do them." Don't we all? In other touring news, this one doesn't sound as much fun as it is sad, but Mickey Dolenz announced that he's going to honor his departed Monkees bandmates with a special tour. He's billing it as Mickey Dolenz Celebrates the Monkees. He'll kick it off in April. If you recall, he spent last year on an extensive Monkees farewell tour with Mike Nesmith that wrapped up just 26 days before Mike died from heart failure in December. I came across a really interesting story in USA Today a couple of weeks ago about the relationship between people's music listening habits and the stock market. According to a study in the Journal of Financial Economics, what people are listening to at the moment on Spotify is associated with stock market returns. The study looked at positivity in songs of the daily top 200 in 40 countries as a measure of the mood of its citizens, and it found that an increase in positive music sentiment was associated with a higher return in the stock market for that week and a lower return the next week. The study introduces the idea that the kind of music investors are listening to at a given moment is a reflection of their mood and influences what stocks they choose to trade. The study acknowledges that it's making the assumption that people listen to music that reflects the mood that they're currently experiencing rather than listening to change their mood. Alex Edmonds, who is the professor of finance at the London Business School, who co-authored the paper, said that the goal was to displace the theory that markets are efficient and show that investor sentiment has an impact on market trends. Me, I will continue my sound financial planning by continuing to play the lottery. And let's check out that connection between money and music here on Rock of Ages, WMFO with Pink Floyd.
Keep your hands off of my stack. My- is what's my part. Money, so they say, is the root of all evil today. But if you ask for a rise, it no surprise that they're giving none away. Away, 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 away.
Certainly was in the right.
That was when the fun was in the capture and kill. In another place and time, I did it all for thrills. Love me and I'll leave you. I told you at the start, I had no idea that you
from their 1981 debut album, Beauty and the Beat. Those are the Go-Go's and Lust to Love on this Valentine's Day. And before that, Pink Floyd with Money from Dark Side of the Moon. Well, good morning. Ron LaRusso with you this morning. Thanks for joining me on Rock of Ages. There were some notable birthdays in the rock world this week. Actually, today, Rob Thomas from Matchbox 20 turns 50. And yesterday, Peter Gabriel turned 72, and also yesterday, Michael McDonald turned 70. And this week in rock history, on February 15th, 1967, music students at Chicago's DePaul University formed a seven-piece rock ensemble called The Big Thing. Later, they would change their name to Chicago Transit Authority and then simply Chicago. Also on the 15th in 1969, Rolling Stone magazine's front cover featured an article on women who follow rock bands around, calling them groupies, introducing that new term into the popular lexicon. And here's one that is just mind-blowing, and it makes you realize how much television has changed in the last generation. On this date in 1972, John Lennon and Yoko Ono began a week-long stint as guest hosts on The Mike Douglas Show. You're probably too young to remember The Mike Douglas Show, but it was a typical afternoon talk show, and I just can't imagine today, with everything being so structured and formulaic, that anything like having John and Yoko co-host could possibly happen today. And also this week in 1987, Ben and Jerry's introduced Cherry Garcia as a flavor, after the leader of the Grateful Dead. Well, up next, our one-hit wonder of the album rock radio era, coming up right after this.
It's time for today's STEM tip. Okay, you know recycling is important. No one wants plastic in the ocean. Here's a cool way to repurpose a plastic bottle. Build an awesome terrarium. Cut a large plastic bottle in half and fill the base with sand, pebbles, potting soil, and your favorite plant. I chose an African violet. Put the top of the bottle over your base and place it in the sun. Your plant will grow sealed in its own ecosystem. Fun, right? Learn more at SheCanSTEM. A message from the Ad Council.
One of my favorite things we do every week is our one-hit wonder of the album rock radio era. This week, Urge Overkill. They are a duo from Minnesota who met at Northwestern University in 1984. In the early 90s, they opened for the likes of Nirvana and Pearl Jam. In 1994, the band caught the attention of filmmaker Quentin Tarantino, who chose to include this song in his film Pulp Fiction. It's a remake of a song made popular by Neil Diamond in the 1960s and was a huge international album rock radio hit. The band continues to record and tour, but has never approached the success they had with this song. Our one-hit wonder this week is Urge Overkill with Girl, You'll Be a Woman Soon on Rock of Ages.
Girl. Your kind. They never get tired of putting me down, and I never know when I come around what I'm gonna find. Don't let them make up your mind. Don't you know, girl, you'll be a woman soon. Please come take my. Yeah.
shining, birds are winging, no rain is falling from a heavy sky. What do you want me to do?
That is A Box of Rain from the Grateful Dead. And we heard Urge Overkill with Girl, You'll Be a Woman Soon, our one-hit wonder this week on Rock of Ages on WMFO. Well, we've got time for maybe one more song. It is Valentine's Day, and what good is it to have access to a platform with thousands of people listening if you can't use it for your own purposes every once in a while? So this is for my Valentine. She's kind of shy and said she did not want me to call her out today, so let's say this is for Valentines everywhere, but it's really just for her. The Cure on Rock of Ages. That's all the time we have for this week's show. This is Ron LaRussa. Thank you for joining me today. Please come back again next week. We do it every Monday morning from 8 o'clock till 9 o'clock. Next week is President's Day. We might be cooking up something special for that show. I'll have to wait and see. But in the meantime, I do hope you have a great week, a fantastic weekend, and we'll see you on the other side. Take care.
always look forward to Rossano Radio on WMFO Medford 91.5 FM.
Bringing you the hottest tracks from around the globe.
From around the globe.
I always look forward to Rossano Radio.
With your host, FR, 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 FR. Mondays at 10 a.m.
Rossano Radio on WMFO Medford 91.5 FM and live worldwide at WMFO.org.
Mondays at 10 a.m.
Rossano Radio, only here on WMFO.
Hey, this is Chris from Strike the Box. I'm on every other Thursdays from noon to 2 p.m. here on WMFO in Medford.